The Chicago White Sox baseball team is managed by a jovial but outspoken Venezuela native, Ozzie Guillen. A 15-year major league player and 7-year manager, he sometimes erupts into animated and profane tirades against umpires, reporters, even his own team. There is often a sly twinkle in his eye as he does so, and Guillen is well-liked throughout the sport. But recently he got serious and angry and touched a nerve that sent teams around baseball scrambling to explain themselves. Guillen complained that Major League ballplayers from Asian countries get preferential treatment over those who come from Latin America. He noted that most, if not all, Asian players who speak little or no English are assigned personal interpreters who follow them around and help them communicate with managers, coaches, teammates, the media, and people outside the game, such as waiters and restaurants. Guillen said Latin players, by contrast, must fend for themselves, picking up English from other Latino ballplayers and coaches. In game situations, the White Sox manager said this can leave a player who has poor English skills standing silent and not understanding key instructions. Asian players, meantime, have an interpreter to help them right on the bench. Baseball officials explained this apparent double standard by noting that players from Japan, Taiwan, and Korea are often mature stars who come directly to play at the highest level with no chance to learn English. But Latins, who make up 20% of major league players, often start at low levels and work their way up over many years, during which they are presumably picking up English. Baseball's hierarchy pointed out that most teams offer English classes to anyone who wants them. The tempest over Guillen's remarks has subsided to a simmer, but they open the door to provocative discussions about the treatment of all minority baseball players and coaches. I'm Ted Lanfair.